Thank you for standing by. You're currently on hold for today's Grupo Herdez's third quarter 2015 results conference call. At this time, we're finalizing our audience and expect to be underway in the next couple of minutes. We appreciate your patience in holding, and please remain on the line. Begin. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Grupo Herdez's third quarter 2015 results conference call. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded and that information discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially. Please refer to the detailed notes in the company's press release regarding forward-looking statements. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Gerardo Canavati, the company's Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Andrea Amazaritio, Head of Financial Planning, and Gracia Dominguez, Investor Relations Manager. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Lauren, and good morning, everyone. We are pleased to report a very good quarter for the group, with double-digit gains across the P&L thanks to strong market execution, healthy growth in our newly acquired ice cream business, and continued gains from production efficiencies. As usual, Andrea will start with an overview of our results in the period, and then I will share some insight on the performance of our frozen division and the year-end outlook. We will be happy to take any questions you may have at the end.
Thanks, Gerardo. We delivered another quarter of strong growth, expanded margins, and a healthy bottom line. This performance is an important reflection of the strategic and operating initiatives the company has been undertaking in the past 2 years regarding portfolio enhancements, manufacturing efficiencies, revamped commercial efforts, and comprehensive risk management practices that help mitigate currency fluctuations and raw material prices. Let's take a look at performance by segment, starting with Mexico Core. Sales rose 7% over last year, with about a third of that growth attributable to volume gains and the remainder to tactical pricing implemented in April and September of this year to offset the impact of higher input costs. On the innovation front, we launched soups and creams under the iconic Herdez brand, leveraging our leadership in the canned vegetables category. In McCormick, we have strengthened our portfolio on the sweet offerings, and we have pursued regional opportunities, particularly in the north. Last but not least, in the pasta category, we reinforced brand awareness with the support of promotions and point-of-sale merchandising. In the frozen division, sales growth of more than 100% was even higher than we had anticipated, following the incorporation of Helados Nestlé, because better than expected weather conditions drove more demand for our products than usual, combined with freezer expansion. In addition, this is the first quarter in the year where Nutrisa sales registered an increase compared to 2014, driven by better traffic dynamics and higher average ticket for the frozen yogurt category. The latter was supported by an exciting seasonal promotion in conjunction with the NFL and two new flavors. On the export front, notwithstanding the 6% sales growth in peso terms, underlying performance in dollars remained weak due to soft consumption dynamics in the U.S. and shortages as we saw in the previous quarters. However, it is important to note that the shortfalls have been reduced during the quarter, and we expect a better end of the year. In terms of the consolidated gross margin, we registered a strong expansion of almost 4 percentage points in the quarter due to a number of factors. Selective price actions throughout the year, efficiencies derived from the new mayo and vegetable plants, better sales mix, hedging strategy, and obviously the incorporation of Helados Nestlé with its lower cost structure. SG&A in the quarter increased as a proportion of net sales due to the incorporation of Helados Nestlé and the opening of 20 Nutrisa stores. Still, EBIT rose 31% over last year with almost 2 percentage point expansion in the margin to 16%. EBITDA increased 31% with a margin expansion of 2 percentage points, driven by improvements in every business segment. Finally, consolidated net income rose 16% as it was affected by a higher tax provision compared with an atypically low level in 2014, combined with an exchange loss resulting from a stronger U.S. dollar, which impacted our dollar-denominated debt. With that, I will now turn the call over to Gerardo.
Thank you, Andrea. Indeed, as Andrea said, we have increased market share across the board except in tuna, where share is not the main driver of our strategy. Regarding the frozen division, the outstanding operating margin was mainly driven by seasonality and extraordinary execution as new routes hit the market. We should keep our expectations in check for the winter season, where sales drop significantly versus summer. Business integration remains a key focus throughout the year. We are building a frozen capability in record time and are ready to execute at year end. Helados Nestlé should be fully integrated at the end of the first half of next year, when we expect to generate synergies in logistics. At Nutrisa, we are seeing an important improvement in the trend of key performance metrics. During the quarter, total sales were slightly up, while frozen yogurt sales increased in the mid-single-digit range, and traffic statistics are encouraging. We have still a lot of work to do in the non-frozen yogurt segment in terms of product offerings. By all means, sales growth have been disappointing. Break-even at new stores is slower than expected in a sector where competition is increasing. Nevertheless, we feel good about the green shoots and are confident that sales will roll in next year. Regarding MegaMex, and as stated previously, we have made progress with the actions to restore profitability at Don Miguel. Despite the flattish environment, EBIT margin should improve going forward. Now, let's talk about consolidated cash flow. Cash flow generation for the quarter was very strong. 80% of the 536 million pesos came from earnings. On a cumulative basis, cash flow from operations totaled 887 million, while free cash flow was 526 million. As a result, our consolidated net debt to EBITDA ratio remained flexible at 1.4 times, compared to 1.7 in the last quarter. This level was achieved earlier than expected. We will plan to lower our debt this quarter. For the full year, free cash flow will decline when compared to last year due to non-maintenance and inorganic capex. Finally, due to the better than expected first 9 months of the year, we are pleased to update our guidance for the full year. Net sales should increase at a double-digit rate between 13 and 14%. EBITDA margins should reach 17.7% to 18%, and consolidated net margin should remain at a range of 10 to 11% of sales. Looking ahead at 2016, we expect that the positive trend in consumption will continue, although the stronger dollar is still a concern. Selective pricing actions have taken place, and if the currency stabilizes at these levels, we don't foresee further pricing actions in general. We will release our guidance for 2016 once we conclude our budgeting process for the year. That concludes my prepared remarks this morning, so we are now ready to take your questions. Lauren?
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal. Our first question comes from Miguel Mayorca with GBM Brokers.
Hello, Gerard and Andrea. Thank you for taking my question. Congratulations for the strong results. Just a follow-up, I understand you see that current strength in consumption is sustainable going forward. So I just want to clarify that if the effects remain at current levels, you are not seeing any further price increases overall your portfolio. And then I have another question regarding Megamex. I would appreciate any further color you could give us regarding what strategies are you following in order to improve the profitability over there. Thank you and congratulations again.
Thank you, Miguel. As we have stated earlier, all the pricing actions that we have made has been selective. We made some actions in April, in September. We are going to do one more category in the near future. So if the exchange rate, I will repeat, if the exchange rate remains at these levels, we do not foresee any general price increases. We haven't finished our budgeting process. We're still analyzing input costs, but in general terms, we don't see more actions going forward, unless, obviously, the variables change significantly. In terms of Megamex, we have, despite all the short-term supply chain-related issues, specifically some shortages of raw materials that have constrained our supply to Megamex, the issues in Don Miguel has been very positive. We have revamped our layout, our processes in the plant, and we have seen better profitability. In short term, what happened to Don Miguel is a important rationalization of our SKUs in order to take out complexity in the business. So we are returning to our burritos and our taquitos in a lean manufacturing, and that will help us restore our profitability metrics for next year. The other businesses at Don Miguel are doing very good in terms of guacamole, holy guacamole, and all the salsa business under the other brands are performing good relative to the environment. That will conclude my answer for this question.
Thank you. And once again, it is star 1 to ask a question on today's call, please. Star 1. Our next question comes from Daniel Sanchez with PTG Pactual.
Hi, Gerardo and Andrea. Thanks for taking my question. I wanted to see if you could give us an update on the CAPEX guidance for 2016 and an estimate of about how much of this CAPEX would go to Helados Nestlé. And just a second question, very quick one. So you were mentioning that total sales at Nutrisa were positive year over year, but were same-store sales still slightly negative? Thanks.
Hello, good morning, Daniel. In terms of CAPEX, even though we haven't finished our process, we don't have, as of today, a number. We would think that it should be a percentage of this year's CAPEX. Maybe between 70 and 100%. We are not sure right now. Now, in global CAPEX, because we have a lot of carryover in terms of CAPEX. In terms of the frozen divisions, CAPEX is, as a percentage of sales, can range between 10 and 15% because we are clearly in an expansion phase of the business. So, next year, CAPEX should be around that amount, where we are going to increase some routes, and we are going to invest in some synergies and distribution. So that's why that CAPEX would be as a percentage of sales that high amount. And Nutrisa, yes, you are correct. Same store sales were slightly down, but again, the trend, the quarterly trend is improving significantly. So we feel very upbeat about the trend. That will end my
question. Okay. Yes. Thank you, and congratulations on the results.
Thank you, Dennis.
It appears there are no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the conference back to management for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, thank you again for participating in the call this morning, and we look forward to speaking with you next quarter. Please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions in the interim.
This concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation.